Today I want to talk about some things I've observed in my home yoga practice that might be helpful to you wherever you're at in your yoga or meditation practice or path or life. So some people think that advanced yoga means that you're doing fancy poses, and while that might be one version of advanced yoga, in my opinion, an advanced practice is not about what it looks like, but about the ability to detect subtle nuances of feeling in the body and be able to change what you do to help support what your body needs, and to be able to notice what's working and what's not working, and to be able to make those changes in real time rather than only having to rely on external guidance. So being able to listen to your inner knowing rather than relying on an external teacher. So the teacher is actually your own body in a certain level. And I've been struggling with an injury I got a couple months ago, and I've been doing physical therapy and all that jazz. And the, you know, frustrating thing about injuries, often it's physically painful, and it's emotionally also painful when you're injured, because it's easy to sink into a sense of hopelessness that it's never going to get better, that maybe it's you keep doing the same thing over and over again, and it's because of how your work is or your life, or your repetitive injuries, for example, with different kinds of work can come up. So it can be easy to let your mind be guided by negativity, because we often focus more on the negative than the positive. And one aspect here that's not specifically about yoga, but it's related to yoga, is doing visualization practices, like visualizing your future self in some positive state, or already having the qualities which you would like to have, like visualizing yourself being strong, healthy, vital, going backpacking or doing handstands or whatever thing you want to cultivate. But there's a practice called the Sphere of All Possibilities on Tom Kenyon's website. Tom Kenyon is a sound healer who has a lot of really interesting meditations that are more like absorbing and relaxing and allowing kind of in nature, which is a little different than trying to sit down and focus really hard, which is even that's not the best focusing. But anyway, so I was doing one of these meditations around visualizing future self, and what's interesting about this stuff is that it does work. If you think about athletes who are Olympic medalists, they're visualizing that success in the 100-meter freestyle. They're visualizing themselves winning a marathon. So why not put that visualization to work for yourself, visualizing healing or visualizing positive things you want to cultivate in your life that are going to be helpful to you and to others? And so in a way, healing the physical level kind of starts at the mental level with believing that it's possible and being open to how it shows up, however that is. And I'm excited that, you know, see how this goes. But tonight I had some extra time, so I decided to go home and do my own yoga practice at home. And there's a different quality to doing a home practice than there is to doing a practice in a studio. Namely, that it's all up to you. And if you've been practicing for a long time, or maybe you're taking a teacher training program, maybe you've done some trainings, but you're trying to focus on other people, it's hard to guide someone else unless you've already been there yourself. And this is as true of leading a hike as it is of doing inner work, like with yoga or meditation. So really doing your own home practice, whether you're planning to teach or just want to live your own life, it's can be helpful to watch videos or to do classes one-on-one, but sometimes it's really useful to just get out your yoga mat and see what feels right to you, to use some of these shapes not as fixed formulas to follow, but more of a series of recipes. You have all these different ingredients and see what you want to blend and see what works with the season and what makes you feel good today, what balances you out. So in Ayurveda, the Indian science of medicine, they talk about for whom and when. So if someone's a very already quick-minded, passionate, fiery person, they may not need more fiery foods like coffee or spicy Indian food, for example. But if someone's got, you know, more of a sluggish temperament, but they've got a lot of endurance once they get going, maybe coffee's okay for them. So there's a sense of tapping into the nuance of what really is right for you in this moment. And this is, again, not just yoga, it's also life, it's work, it's what you're eating, what you're doing or not doing. And trusting your intuition is a lot easier in a home practice sometimes, because you don't have the distractions of a teacher telling you what to do or how fast or slow to breathe or what to do next. You can really let yourself enjoy the present of being in a pose and experiment with different things. Like tonight I was playing with how to do a, I felt this intuitive desire to move a certain way, and I had not used a block before to support underneath my thigh to be able to keep my knee off the floor for preventing, knee pain. And I got a really interesting stretch that I wouldn't have otherwise been able to explore if I hadn't had that knee issue. So I feel like I have a new idea for other people of similar knee issues, because I'm knowing how to work with some of my own causes of pain. And speaking of pain, I'll ramble on that for a little bit. I was listening to a somatic meditation from Dr. Reggie Ray, and he talks about the idea of pain is a symptom of blocked chi or blocked energy in the body in Chinese medicine. And to relax is to allow the energy to flow more easily. So it's interesting to me, because I think about our high stress society these days, and how much we're expected to be on all the time, and how that creates tension. And tension eventually can lead to pain. So in that way, relaxing is imperative to be able to allow your body the space to open and have blood flow again and to heal itself. And this is also related to trusting the body's natural intelligence, that you don't necessarily, doctors are helpful, and they don't know your body the way that you know your body. And spending time on your mat by yourself is a really useful way to get to know yourself at a different level than your mind. It's a way to feel into somatically, to experience the emotions that come up in different poses, to experience the sensations of this muscle or that stretch or that breath in the spot in your chest that you've been holding for months, and to see it as an opportunity to explore, these varieties of being human, that where it's not about getting somewhere, it's not competitive, it's not about someone telling you what to do and doing it right, but this vibrant quality of inhabiting your body with love and aliveness. And it can feel hard sometimes when you're in pain or you're injured or you're frustrated or stressed or tense. And I just want to encourage you to try a home practice sometime, even for 10, 15 minutes, just to see what feels good to you and explore that, and to explore on this ecstatic spectrum from pain-free to pain-freeing, from whatever helps not cause additional pain to what feels good, and maybe even exploring pleasure or exploring what feels more alive and more vibrant to you. Because life isn't about doing it right. It's about being yourself more fully and being, more of what you're called here to be. It's a sense of, I like to think about how much I worry about doing things right and how that helps sometimes and helps me earn a living. But in a way, like, the recipes for how to live your life are not all written yet. And you can write your own. You can mix them up every here and there. And to address a lot of the challenges of our high-stress society, I feel like a lot of intuitive feeling, a lot of sense of embodiment, and a sense of getting in touch with feelings and movement and sensations and being in a physical body and listening to the messages it has to say to us. So maybe it's to slow down, maybe it's to move more, maybe it's, the opposite of what you're doing at work all day. For me, that shows up as doing a lot of circular intuitive movements that may not be part of a yoga class. So my home practice today looks like a combination of qigong and yoga and dance and meditation. And I don't need to put a label on it to know that it feels good to me, but it feels nourishing. So explore what feels nourishing to you and see how that goes.